COVID-19 has touched all corners of the country, but there are still 180 counties without a single confirmed case. Rachel Cohen takes us to Butte, one of 10 Idaho counties that has zero cases.
Butte County is the third least populated county in Idaho, with around 2,500 people.
We are a pretty tight-knit rural community. We're definitely ag-based.
Rose Beverly is a county commissioner. She also coordinates the local 14-bed hospital's clinical offices in Mackey and Arco, Butte's largest city of about 1,000.
This year, typical small-town Idaho.
It's obvious to point to the fact that we're extraordinarily rural, certainly.
Brad Huerta is the CEO of the Lost Rivers Medical Center in Arco. He says Butte is isolated and tucked in a valley, but that doesn't fully explain why there are no cases there. And it's not for a lack of testing either.
People that come to the hospital who are presenting COVID symptoms are certainly tested. So we've done our share of testing.
Last week, 60 people in the county had been tested for coronavirus. That's a higher proportion of tests than the local health district has done overall. Huerta is convinced that the biggest difference has come from the community itself.
You've seen a lot of really good compliance on the folks that live up here, and I believe that that is a huge reason why we have dodged that bullet to date.
He says people are social distancing. A resident sewed some face masks, and now the city and county are handing them out for free. And the tiny grocery store, which might have fewer than 10 people working at a time, started doing curbside delivery. Beverly thinks those efforts definitely helped. So does living in a tight-knit community, especially when nearly a quarter of the population is 65 or older.
They all know each other, and so you know that your neighbor next door has lung issues and they're 70, and you don't want them exposed, so, you know, we'll offer to help.
But she also says there's probably no particular reason Butte doesn't have any coronavirus cases.
There's a certain amount of luck involved in any of that.
It would take you an hour to drive from Arco to a county with a COVID-19 case, but it isn't as isolated as it seems. People commute to work at places like the Idaho National Laboratory and drive to Idaho Falls for shopping trips. And geographic isolation might have helped during the slack season, but Arco is the gateway to central Idaho's biggest peaks in the Lost River Range and some of its renowned rivers. It's also on the northern edge of the Craters of the Moon National Monument. All of this potential traffic makes Beverly think Butte won't be immune to the virus.
It would be unrealistic to think that this is never going to come here.
But to try to make an outbreak even less likely, the Chamber of Commerce canceled Atomic Days. That celebrates when Arco was the first town in the world to be powered all by nuclear energy in 1955. The late July event usually brings around 10,000 people to the city of 1,000 for a parade, a rodeo, a softball game, even a citywide water gun fight.
There couldn't be a more perfect storm for that many people in an enclosed space.
So local leaders listened to medical professionals like Huerta and decided to cancel this year's event for the first time in its history. Mike McIntosh owns the Lost River Motel in Arco. He understands many of the precautions, but canceling the event was frustrating to him.
When the decision was made to stop Atomic Days, there were a lot of people just threw their hands in the air, threw their mask in the trash. I think a lot of people in this valley said, okay, we're done.
The small business community in Arco is small. A couple restaurants, motels, gas station, grocery store. Most of them make almost all their business in the summertime, and Atomic Days is a huge chunk of that.
It's going to be a long, slow summer.
And Beverly says because there are still no cases in Butte County, it makes decisions like canceling Atomic Days that much more difficult.
People are like, what's all the hype about? You know, we don't have anything here.
Most people don't know anyone who's been sick or been tested. So when Beverly explains why restrictions are in place, she tries to make it personal. She tells them, what if we let Atomic Days go on and your grandmother got sick? Then she says, sometimes she sees them pause and reflect. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.